But sometimes we don't have the sense enough to know this. Ever notice that? Sometimes it takes years to come to our senses. And sometimes another brother or sister has to be used of the Lord to say, hey, wait a minute. I love you in the Lord, and I see a problem in your life. I see a need in your life to change something. And I had that happen very clearly. A brother came to me one time and said, brother, I've observed something, and you need to make a change. I'll tell you, what's your first reaction when that happens? Get your back up, your garment gets taller, and you resist. You resist. But if we really think about it and pray about it, that person had our best interest in mind. They cared about you, and they want the best for you and for the testimony. And the best thing is to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and let God make the adjustment in your life and mine. In the long run, you'll be the happiest. You'll give glory to God in a way you never did before. And you'll also be free from an issue, a habit, or an association, or even an appearance of evil. Could also happen. That's one of our verses in your outline. In 1 Thessalonians 5, hold aloof from every form of wickedness or every appearance of evil in the King James. This can also be, you know, some of you dress nicely. We also have to be careful how we dress. I believe there's a passage in 1 Timothy about this as well, about the women's apparel. So even the way we convey ourselves, even how we present ourselves, our bodies, we have to be careful. These things could be a stumbling block. Has a sister ever worn something and another sister has to go to him and say, sister, that's not appropriate. I think you're stumbling a brother. That is a real matter that needs to be addressed sometimes. So what we wear, how we present ourselves can affect others also. And this matter of leprosy, as was said, can be defiling. Not only defiling to the one that has it, but defiling to other people. And that's one of the terrible problems of it, is leprosy also had a condition in the body that made one insensitive. They lost their feeling. And isn't that what sin does? It causes us to become numb to the wrongness of it. And so if in a habit of my life, I become numb to it, insensitive to it, no longer feeling the reality of what it's doing, I could actually be destroying others in what I'm doing. I might think I have liberty. And that word liberty has been greatly misused. It almost should be replaced, for the most part, people's thinking with license. They think, I have the license to do whatever I want. No, we don't have the license to do anything we want in Christ. We have the liberty to serve Him. We have the liberty to serve Him. We didn't before. We were slaves of sin. But now we're at liberty to serve God and to please Him in our lives. So may we, at the end of all this today, at home, in prayer, ask the Lord the very thing that we heard from Psalm 139 when David prayed, search me, O God, and know my heart. Know my heart. Know my thoughts. Know my ways. Because like with leprosy in the body and in the head, it has to do with the moral person. But in the garment, it has to do with your ways. Your ways. And may our ways be led in that way that David prayed. Lead me in the way everlasting. There is a way everlasting. It's a beautiful way. It's a way that leads where? Leads to glory. That's where we're going. And so shouldn't our ways today be in alignment with His way? He's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. He's put upon us the garments of salvation. He's clothed us with righteousness. He's made us suitable for His presence. Shouldn't our ways be pleasing to Him? May the Lord truly help us and humble us in these last days. We live in a day of such horrible compromise. It's everywhere. And the voices are coming from all directions. Shouting. They're not subtle anymore. They're shouting. Be like us. Isn't that Romans 12? The world saying, be conformed to this world or else. That's what they say. Be conformed or else. But as believers, we can answer, I've died with Christ. I've died with Christ to the world. It's crucified. I'm crucified to the world and the world to me. So may we not allow ourselves to be allured in to the mentality of the day that wants you to compromise your Christian principles and the development of godly habits that are can be a blessing to you, but also to everyone else, every believer. So one of those habits is reading the Word of God, spending time with the Lord, getting up in time to have time with Him so that He can give you what you need for the day. And I'll tell you, the one who perfectly exemplified this is the Lord Jesus. Remember, when they crucified Him, He had a garment on. His garment was a linen garment, a white linen garment that was woven from the top throughout. That means it was, as it were, an endless, seamless garment. He is the perfect model of this. Every aspect of His life and association and His habits and everything that He did was perfectly righteous. He's called Jesus Christ the righteous. And He alone is the one who is able to adjust us and to put us in the right way of moving through this life so that our ways will please God. He alone is able to do that for us. So may we seek His help and earnestly make it our goal to seek His help while there's still today. God bless His word.